Welcome to Chapter 9, dear student. I am Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah, and we will be now going into our Chapter 9 with ICT and Tourism Marketing. Special reference to ICT. We are going to learn in ICT and Tourism Marketing. The objectives are to know about the internet and related development, is information and communication technology, which was earlier known as IT. Now ICT is information and communication technology. How does that help in tourism marketing? What is the linkage of ICT, information and communication technology, and the related development? Know the importance of internet and communication technology to travel and tourism segment. This chapter will also help us to understand how ICT, internet and communication technology, can be used as an effective marketing tool for the travel and tourism. So these are the objectives of this particular unit, and we have great scope to talk on this particular chapter. ICT learning objectives we have learned. Also, another objective is understand the online marketing strategies to be practiced in the post-COVID period. Understand the use of technology in online marketing and selling of the tour. If other products are sold through online, tourism products cannot stay behind. And the usage of ICT has entered in selling tourism product, including tours, airline, online. What are the developments that have happened? The role of internet and communication technology in tourism industry is crucial. Driving force in the current information-driven society. The ICT tools have facilitated business transactions in the industry by networking with trading partners, distribution of products, services, and providing information to customers worldwide. So dependence on ICT is more than what was expected. The contribution is also very high from ICT development. What are the factors responsible for ICT usage? The IT, education and training for the policy maker, that is the responsible for ICT usage. This is a very important factor. Many governments have gone into e-governance, e-business, e-platform, even in the government. Integration of various sectors like transport, accommodation, government, bank, and destination marketing firms, etc. They have accepted IT education and training and implemented information and communication technology. It's used to great extent. The technical infrastructure, integration of various sectors like transport, and what we said is about accommodation, government, banks, and destination marketing firm, etc. The technical infrastructure is standing very high in travel and tourism also. Human infrastructure, legal infrastructure, and ICT culture in the society. When we talk of ICT culture, we proudly say as to how many percentage of our population use ICT in their day-to-day use in the society. Let's count once again on the development. A state-of-art and cost-effective marketing infrastructure and techniques in use by travel and tourism industry. So like any other industry, the state of art, which means ultra-modern infrastructure, is in place with technique used in travel and tourism industry. Also, the development, especially the smart trend, has contributed to the growth of services industry. Like social media, mobile devices and applications, which we call apps, data analysis, and cloud computing. These are the component in the development of ICT. SMAC is the recent technology trend in ICT. Social media. What we refer to social media? Using social media for advice on what products to buy, where to shop, online product, on web portal, internet, where to buy, and what product, be it is hotel or airline. Many organizations are using social media in tandem with their sales and marketing function. So organizations are freely and openly using ICT technology. How can they remain behind? So SMAC, we look at mobility. Mobility, mobile devices have changed the way people access digital content. With smartphones and tablets have brought rich digital content to the fingerprints of the consumer. By push of a button, you can see any social media, be it Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, print, all that you can do instantly on your mobile device. Travel and tourism sector uses mobile apps and website as well. You can download an app, you can go to a mobile, through mobile to a web portal of travel related service provider. You do it, data analysis. Every year, companies and individuals generate billions of gigabytes of data. Data analysis and its use in time can be an unbeatable competitive advantage. So you get data valuable for studying different arrivals, international arrivals, their spending, the receipt, the reason why people visit, what are the interesting sites, all these data, segment-wise, sector-wise, spending capacity, receipt, expenditure, all data byte you get in a very short span of time. So that help in taking competitive advantage. Cloud computing. The strength of cloud computing supports innovation and improve productivity. It is now accepted by both IT vendor and their customer that cloud computing is strong and support. Existing infrastructure has helped travel and tourism players to use cloud computing for their promotion. So ICT development, moving further, now suppose someone, we are taking an example, someone from other country wants to plan a business trip to Delhi, or maybe the reverse of this. Suppose someone wants to plan business trip to Bangkok. It is now possible to see the hotel information by virtue of their website. Even on the website, the hotel are marketing their features. What is the room design, size, facilities offered, etc. And pricing information, the rack price. So ICT development are driven by, they don't work just on the basis of app. To run that app, what you need is an internet, a mobile phone with apps or applications, the social media where this is available, cloud computing, and VR, which is virtual reality, physically seeing and feeling being present with 360 degree dimension. So the internet, let's pick up first internet. In business environment today, Travel and tourism are one of the world's largest and most refined information-based industry. The World Wide Web, WWW, or the Internet operator as a global marketplace accessible to general public. Who get access to internet? General public, who has bought their packages and they get internet connectivity. 24 hours a day, no holiday, 7 days a week, 365 days, it is working functional. Only for technical hitch, it stopped for some time. So in the form of website and portal, the business can have their own information that can be viewed anytime by people. So this is an advantage of internet. Moving ahead, we look at mobile devices and the different apps. With the arrival of smartphone, the access to internet has become very easy. Not only that, the service providers have been coming up with prepaid, which is for an individual, it costs very little money, as much as just 20 rupees for a day, or even less than that. If 84 days plan is for 666 rupees, then it is anything within 12 rupees to 13 rupees a day, which is for a common man, it's a peanut. So online travel is increasing, going mobile. Mobile is also particularly strong for last minute hotel booking. People search on Android every detail, including the last minute hotel booking through various web portal services provided by internet. ICT development also take into account the social media. Social media have become integral part of tourism marketing. It has revolutionized the industry and replaced a large part of the traditional communication, the traditional snail mail or pigeon mail are gone. Even email are being reduced. People send messages through WhatsApp, which is an app, obviously. The message go in a fraction of a second. The travel industry is one of the sector that have benefited the most from the internet. So is was the expected to be happening. So internet is so that was being expected when it was launched. So in general, social media has changed the manner in which numerous organizations speak with and market to their target market segment or socioeconomics. This new way that customer utilize online networking to settle on acquiring choices has affected tourism advertising significantly. Impacts of social media on tourism marketing, we take and learn about something. Some of the ways in which tourism has been affected. Improved and altered travel research. You get latest. You learn about new thing of a destination. A new road has been built. A new hotel has come up. The prices for XYZ hotel has dropped. An incident has happened. All this come within a fraction of a second. Social sharing is on the rise. If you learn about something, if you learn about activities happening, a destination offering certain thing, it goes on social media first and it goes viral and people get to learn on whichever travel research work that they are doing. Social sharing is on rise, enhance the customer service. So customer is more aware, awareness is strong. So service and customer service, CRM has also drastically improved. Change of business model for the travel agencies. Many travel agencies have gone online. They have reduced number of staff. They have been supporting with call-free numbers. Instead of putting up X number of staff, they put everything on call-free number. And that is changing loyalty program. These are all impact of social media, the importance of social media and promoting tourism in India. Let us pick up from Indian perspective. Excuse me. A large portion of the mobile phone users, particularly smartphone, get to social communities through their mobile phones. People approach to their friends, relatives, family members, acquaintances quickly on mobile phone. They share the news. Anything is being shared. Worth sending, worth forwarding or not, we just don't use many times our brains. We just forward. Authenticity, whether it's fake, is this correct? We don't care. We think, okay, let me share it first. And as such, it spreads around through their mobile phone. This makes social media, in some way, a perfect platform to search for not just update, but information sharing and promoting. So people learn many things through social media. A user will find reviews and suggestions from social media more dependent than announcement made in the advertisement. And this is really what has happened in past so many years. Instead of news coming to you directly from the main source, which will sit for approval from respective authority, the viral messages keep going faster because that has no blockage or no censorship. It just spread. Once it is noticed that, yes, it's damaging, then it is dropped and cyber crime or cyber impacts are imposed onto that. By that time, it has spread around. So as the user have access to internet through their smartphone, they will have information on real-time basis, which means very timely and quickly. They can simply refer information via social networking during travel also. So if you have your internet working, if you are sitting in Australia or you are in China, Vietnam or Philippines, you will learn everything through your social networking. Social media will support user with profited from such content and also other user to share their way, very own travel experience and recommendation. So what people do, if they click a picture, immediately they will put it on social media and the friends and colleagues will know X is in Thailand, Y is in Australia, blah, blah, blah. Cloud computing in ICT development, the travel and tourism industry is one of high demand and constant change, and the industry is leading the way in terms of cloud adoption. And what is that? Has quickly realized many benefits of cloud computing has to offer. What are they? Scalability. The computing benefits are scalability, security, also software, mobility, and competitive edge. What are they? Let's see. We are also looking at virtual reality. The very place that you are going to stay, you can see on VR platform, looking into 360 degrees, which a normal picture may not suggest. So virtual reality will show you corner of the room, the size of the bedroom, the toilet area in the virtual reality. This is new tool and has become popular expression in the technology era. Virtual reality, which is known as VR, used in travel and tourism, has significant effect on sharing the travel experience and effectiveness. So travel agent would give you a link or a frame to wear, and you have the virtual reality. You can experience the same thing that you are physically going to enjoy. So a city tour of Dubai can be seen on virtual reality except for being there physically. Other than that, virtual reality will take into that era. It permits tourists using immersive video headset to experience an aerial tour of any travel spot by sitting at designated place. As I mentioned, you just wear that and sitting on a place, you can look at the deepest place in the virtual reality frame, or you can go deep or up 360 degrees. This kind of actual participation and engagement levels high and turn people, the tourists, to explore and see more and better without being there, though not physically experiencing as such. Impact on marketing has changed. ICT has changed and influenced the way marketing is done. It has implications on, so this internet and communication technology has impact on market research. You can do more of market research. Instead of going down to the library, reading a lot of literature, you can go into marketing technique by learning through ICT. You will also do strategic planning. You are in a position for a specific type of a campaign planning. You can also look into work related to advertising and public relation. You can increase your sales promotion by utilizing ICT and impacts technique. You will also get printed material done through information and communication technology. Last but not the least, distribution channel. You know the place where this product can be made available, the platform where you can promote this, the platform where the consumer can go and buy these products. So market research has allowed online surveys. What they say is online surveys. You get Google form and you obtain information. It is possible to create your own surveys and get the answers in research. Likewise, in strategic planning, availability of information and about the nature of industry and the potential for the new areas can be studies. This has allowed businesses to evaluate diversification option for their business growth. So the campaign planning in impact of IC is continuous flow of information enable businesses to plan campaign and monitor, because information has been coming. Certain new flights have been put into a market, addressing a different type of target market. Ultimately, that information has come. So future planning for putting up another extra flight for the same route may be thought of and would be not so good or good in campaign planning. Likewise, it helps in planning and monitor, evaluating the cost effectiveness on periodic basis, whether we should go in campaign planning for a longer time or shorter time. Moving further, it helps in advertising and public relation. What we do, what we mean by this? The internet has provided entirely a new medium of advertising and PR to communicate to targeted customer groups whose profile is identifiable from their access to website. Mobile advertising is the emerging trend due to increasing mobile user across the world. India is no exception. We also have more than 350 million mobile users spread around India. Now, this is a question mark here, which I raise my concern onto that. Are we really using social media, or we are wasting our energy in non-productive content that we keep seeing? Is that a real impact? Are we addressing? Are we looking for the right type of information, or we are just wasting our 1.5 or 1.2 GB that is offered to us through the internet service provider? Big question. So we again take the technique of marketing and the ICT impact onto that. We are talking about sales promotion. It is helpful in sales promotion. This is mainly due to its ability to communicate. and right up to the very last minute before service delivery. And likewise, in sales and promotion, we use information and communication technology. Before service is provided, you spend your time in properly putting up a sales promotion. Likewise, you promote printed materials. Websites, e-brochures are available to customers. Many travel and tourism promoters have stopped printing. They have come up with QR code. Business cards have been also removed. You just scan the QR code and there you are. E-brochures are prepared. You are given a link and you read about a brochure through that e-link. Nobody would like to carry paper. Days of using paper are disappearing. We are talking about distribution channel. Distribution channel as a new pipeline or channel for direct marketing. Communication between a business and its customer. The internet is also reinventing distribution. Another very important role of putting up distribution channel in order through the internet. A new pipeline or a channel for direct marketing has been implemented. Now we come to customer relationship marketing, CRMK. CRMK is a business process in which customer loyalty and brand value are built through marketing strategies and activities. It allows business to develop long-term relationship with the existing and new customer. We are talking about customer CRM relationship marketing with K. Otherwise, customer relationship management come with CRM. We are talking of marketing with the K as a suffix with capital M. That referred to marketing. It allows businesses to develop long-time relationship with the existing and new customer. It incorporates commercial and client-specific strategic via employee training. So you use customer relationship marketing for commercial and client-specific usage, also business process with loyalty and brand value. These are all built through ICT. Via employees training, marketing planning, relationship building, and advertising. Let's look at small businesses, how they are getting benefit out of this ICT. Most of the SMS, small business in the tourism sector have been using information and communication technology. They have established their own internet presence, which means their own website. Smallest travel agent would possibly have their own website for advertising products and services. The ICT has helped small tourism businesses in interconnecting them with all relevant market players at reasonable and affordable costs. This is a chart that gives you tourism value chain. Please go through this point where we have brought in the value chain as indicative, where we brought in travel agent, tour operator, servicing for tourism destination, promoting the product, using computer CRM, computer reservation system, or central reservation system, then getting it into gateway and approaching the tourism industry and the end user. So all this suggests how tourism value chain is created by small travel agent, small tour operator, where they can take all the benefit in selling tourism product. Very defining chart. Online marketing, a strategy that is going very strongly these days. Very much online marketing exists for travel and tourism also. Not only in the consumer product, tourism and travel industry is not lagging behind in online marketing. What is happening? Through internet marketing, tourism industry is helping to connect with their clients, show them the visual appeal of the destination through virtual reality, through various reels, through various videos that are put online. And they get more exposure. Who? The consumer get more exposure by going through onto the web portal and learn about traditional way of approaches are gone. The print is gone. You can achieve anything by going through the web portals. Use of both natural and paid search is used to promote the destination. Many are using the paid mode by going into a web portal and getting priority in search engine, or the normal mode, which means the natural mode where you exist. Online marketing is definitely aimed at tour selling to generate more revenues for the organization. This is the focus here in travel and tourism industry as well. The focus is to earn money through online marketing, because you are cutting the cost in between of hiring an employee but offering the services through your internet channel. So here again, something suggested by Refine, that tourism marketing strategies are after coronavirus. They are suggesting to prioritize hygiene and safety. Marketing strategies we are referring to. We are also referring to communicating it through social media and some areas of tourism strategies. Also focus on local as opposite to international more, because this is your home base. You can bring clientele into it, increase attention toward the leisure segment, and capitalizing on the power of voice search, like you speak on Google and you get a quick answer, and that is being used strategically, designed as a strategy and linkage of your tourism product. Another suggestion or a strategy is given to use of AI, artificial intelligence. Huge amount of knowledge sit within the computer itself that has to be used at available intelligence, artificial intelligence. Enhancing the guest experience, taking the feedback from the customer and satisfaction through chatbots, and using augmented reality, that's AR technology. Okay, dear student, you are listening to Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah. We are moving forward in some of the aspects suggested in tourism marketing by Refine, giving the importance to personalization and prioritization, the same, showcasing the virtual reality, we have spoken on this, focusing on customer experience, recording them, sharing on the social media for other customers to learn to the destination that they are planning to go. Also adopting influencer marketing technique that could influence the consumer by giving positive feedback, putting up customer's experience for the customer, for the future clientele, or possibly to be clientele to learn from these through content marketing strategy, developing and establishing it, adopting influence marketing facilities of user-generated content where the feedback is put as a content, as a feedback information for those who are searching for actual experiences of customer can be put as strategies. And with regard to paying attention to review marketing, yes, reviewing marketing, what you have put, what worked, what didn't work, is to be reviewed. Investment in remarketing effort. This is the name of activity, what they say, name of the game, that market, remarket, learn, de-learn. You learn from what you went wrong as a relearning. You De-learn means what you were doing has to be forgotten because new techniques have been keep coming. Gone are the days where brochures were printed. Now people just want a link. They would want a QR code to learn about the destination. So all these strategies can be used in use of technology, has become online, as I said, tourism, travel industry, hospitality is not lagging behind in technology usage. They are very much using this in online tourism marketing through social media, which we have gone through. They are using this for tour selling with ongoing technology development that keep coming. Possibly every time you hear some new development that has happened in technology, and with that technology, new learning, it is essential aspect in a new era of the web-enabled business environment for service-oriented sectors like travel and tourism. So all these information and communication technology have to be continuously used in online marketing and online booking engine. Online travel agent, tour operators are making good use of this technology. The traditional ways like advertisement in print media, the newspaper and magazine, these were the old style of online marketing. Ads in print media, classified ad, using the website. What happens instead of this? Quick inquiry from the website can be done instead of reading a newspaper. Ads on the website will create more impression than ads being printed in media and ultimately finding either no attention or very little attention, because ads on the web page would remain there. Whereas in print media has a time life of a day or maybe 15 days for a magazine. It goes in a pin. Banner advertisement on the website, linkage. If you have linkage with partners, and if you hit, you will get a link to go on another page. And putting video on the website, this is a wonderful learning. People are not asking for any CD or video of their destination. They say, everything is on our web portal. Go sign in and learn about us instead of we distributing CDs to you. So allowing users to visit website, to follow certain step and book the tour. So this is what online tour operators do. They come, ask you to come. Sometimes a chatbot popped up and ask you. They have some frequently asked questions, answer available on a web portal, interactive chat for facilities. Let us chat. I'm X, I'm Y, I'm Z. Can I help you? Please put your mobile number. We will call you back. Some automatic auto chatbot appears. Sometimes physically someone is present also. Get an indicative quotation for whatever you are looking. And this is very common thing which we see, be a destination like Russia or any foreign destination, tourism board would come up, a tour operator will advertise, or for that matter, any tour operator sitting in our own country would allow you, when you go to search engine, anything would pop up. So presenting the new tour and new launches on the website. And this virtual presence on the web portal has resulted in the use of information and communication technology and growth of business for the benefit of everyone. So we are looking in the traditional way of using email, what we were doing, or sending SMS. It was sending as a promotion to the personal email ID, using SMS to promote product and services. Using the social media tools like WhatsApp and Instagram, I have already mentioned this. These are some of the online marketing without physically calling at the clientele. The traditional email or SMS or sending social media tools, sending on WhatsApp. There are various tour operators. They invite you to join their WhatsApp group and messages keep coming, or using Instagram. Using the app or virtual reality, more detail of these are presented in our Annexure 1. You are listening to Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah, and I thank you very much for patiently hearing and learning from me. It was a pleasure talking to you. Thank you once again.